Lake, it is said, never gives up her dead. When the skies of November turn gloomy, with a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald held at bay. Good ship and crew was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, she was bigger than most, with the crew and the captain well seasoned, including some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Later that night, when the ship's bell rang, could that be the north wind they've been feeling? Sound and a wave broke over the railing, and every man knew, and the skipper did too, was the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait, the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain, the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed ya." Said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." Captain Whiting, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. The Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And further below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. Iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November, remember. In the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral, the church bell chimed and it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. And legend lives on from the Chippewa down, of the big league they call Gichigumi. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.